With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. The Under-19 Basketball League got underway this weekend. Six teams took to the John Gray Gymnasium courts on Sunday for the season opener of the Deloitte Under-19 Boys and Girls Basketball Leagues. I caught up with 17-year-old Lexi Gold and 16-year-old Soleya Manzanares of the Dream Team after their win against Women of Valor Fearless.
All right, so the Under-19 League has begun. It's a great and exciting start. You guys did very well. Congratulations on your win. What are your views on the fact that it has started back? How do you feel?
Well, after being in a pageant and stuff, I'm glad to be back playing basketball. I think it's a great, you know, event for the youth, and I think it teaches very valuable life lessons.
I feel like it's a great start to the league. We won by 1 point, so it was a really close game. I'm hoping that we improve throughout the league, and I think it's nice to have the league starting back from COVID. All of us need this practice, and I'm looking forward to winning the championship.
There was a very dominant player on the other side. How did you guys manage to put a stop to her?
We played really tough defense, and we noticed that she was getting fouls, so we kept on driving to the basket and forcing fouls, and I feel like that put her head out of the game, and so she played less strong of defense on us.
What were some of the things that coach was telling you guys to help motivate you and keep you into the game?
She was saying just work on your teamwork, and that's how we conquered the other team.
Soleya Manzanares was player of the match for Dream with 30 points, 9 rebounds, 7 steals, 7 assists, and 4 blocks. In the second match of the evening, 13-year-old Lori Brown and 14-year-old Chantel Wilkes and their Infinity Squad defeated Women of Valor Courage.
How excited are you guys to have the league started again?
I'm so excited ever since the Women's League. I've been working on my game during the summer, and I'm really excited to get back on the court and play actual games.
Me too, I'm excited. I've been working all summer. We went away, played good, we work hard every day. We tried our best, and we did our best.
This team that you guys played against, you guys beat them by a lot. What do you think of how you all played and the progress of the game today?
I think I played good. A few missed layups, you know, but I get back, run back on D. You don't worry about the missed shots, just get back on defense.
Yeah, I agree with Chantel that I could really work on my layups, really make all of them to get more points. I think we did good defense, and I think we played well overall.
Chantel Wilkes was player of the match for Infinity with 31 points, 9 rebounds, and 4 steals. In the third and final match of the night, CIS defeated Hoopsters 75-64. Player of that match was Ayo Ogunyibi. He held a double-double, grabbing 17 rebounds, adding 10 points with 3 steals and 4 blocks. Nacho Thomas Moreno top scored, however, with 16 points and 6 rebounds. Lucas Delude scored 15 points, and Griffin McDonald scored 14 points. The Deloitte Under-19 basketball matches are played every Sunday at the John Gray Gym, starting at 4 p.m. And the fourth week into the Men's Netball League sees two very exciting and intense matches at the Truman Bodden Sports Complex. Eckerd McField plays for the All-Star Men's Squad.
For us men here, playing a game that would be considered a women's sport, we're having quite a bit of fun. It's a lot of fun. We just need to get a little bit more in tune with the rules and regulations and discipline ourselves to maintain some form of not only physical fitness, but the mental fitness as well. We just need to be a little more in tune with ourselves, discipline ourselves to you know, clean up house on the inside, and then we'll win more games.
One thought all the men shared was the need to learn the rules of the game. Strikers captain is Devin Dixon.
It was an hard-fought game, and it was fun. We like the competition based on the team we play with. We see that there are some basketballers, we are footballers, so the energy is there. We just need to learn the game more better, and we feel like we can move forward from here.
Okay, and what do you think of, you know, the men's league itself? The fact that the Cayman Islands Netball Association formed a men's league to, you know, get the national men's team going. What do you think
I think it is a good start, because as you can see the turnout and the enthusiastic from the players and the fans. I think it's something good. We can keep it going.
Games are played every Saturday at the Truman Bodden Sports Complex Netball Courts at 6 p.m. and 7:15 p.m. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.